What's your vision of the domain name system in, say, 10 years?
Well, I'm certainly not encouraged by where things are going. Right now, we're already seeing problems with the domain name system from the recent changes that ICANN has implemented, and I think that's going to get worse. 10 years from now, I suspect that it'll be where the leverage is applied to control what people say and do on the internet. And if you break the law, you lose your name, or you get suspended, or you know, you get restricted as to what you can do with your name. That's where the enforcement vehicle for the thought police of the future.
Now to shift the question just slightly, look 10 years into the future and put yourself in the position of designing a governance structure. What would that look like?
I've always thought that whatever the governance structure should be, it should be based on some kind of objective criteria, not subjective. You know, one of the problems with giving power to organizations of organizations, which is what ICANN has done, is it's all subjective. You know, who gets to say that, you know, out of the 7 constituencies in the DNSO, 6 of them need to be businesses, and only business organizations of businesses can be represented there. You know, it's really a formalized old boys network that's completely subjective, and there's no basis for changing the foundation of how those decisions are made based upon any objective criteria. So that's why when I was putting forward some plans that for governance, you know, as long as two or three years ago, they were always based on some kind of objective criteria, like one domain name, one vote, one IP address, one vote. Mm-hmm. Those are objective and easy to quantify and easy to change over time as the ownership and control of those resources change. So too with the way that the votes and the voices in that structure would change. That's a much stronger model for the future, in my opinion.
Right. One